Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours,
get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2278.
$1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, Joey, Joey. Joey, Joey, Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. It is Thursday, August 18th. Are you with me at 5 o'clock in the morning on the legendary KWXY, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM? We're finishing up with my music from Sammy Kahn and Peter Daniels at the end of that hour. Then go over to the other iVox station, 920 AM and 99.1 FM, about 8 o'clock, and listen to the Joey English Show. More music, more websites, more phone numbers, more fun. I don't care where you listen, I'm fond of saying just so you do. I want this to be the best hour of your day. And after we're finished, we post everything to joeyenglish.com and my Facebook page, please friend me. Okay, have you got your day timer close by?
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook.
Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Thursday, August 18th is National Bad Poetry Day. My goodness. Okay, the Girlfriend Factor has summer mixers the third Thursday. That means tonight, 5:30, just show up at Wildest Restaurant and Bar, 72990 El Paseo, website girlfriendfactor.org. Women's Leaders Forum of the Coachella Valley presents the Giving to the number 2, Giving 2 Hours, not T-O-O, it's supposed to be cute, right? Giving 2 Hours series. And the first one is about Find Food Bank. Details for information and to RSVP, WLFDesert.org. Desert Hot Springs is looking for Pride Festival sponsors and exhibits for the 22nd of October. Applications are accepted now. They're going to close them on the 22nd, and the event is Sunday, November 12th at Cabot's Pueblo Museum. Website, diversity, DHS, at roadrunner.com. That's the email, diversity, DHS, at roadrunner.com. Let's play Legendary with our dear friend Wink Martindale today from 1 to 3 on KWXY Legendary Radio. He'll be doing the legendary award-winning History of Rock and Roll on 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. Check it all out, winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, Hollywood has the Walk of Fame, Palm Springs has the Walk of the Stars, but this is radio, so we have the Joey English Talk of Stars, and we've got a legitimate one for you today. We welcome back to our microphones Fred the Hammer Williamson.
Yeah, the Hammer's in the house.
The Hammer's in the house. Yeah. I love to call your phone number. I may hang up on you. I just like it how you answer the phone.
Look, I'm checking out your card here. I mean, who's Joey Chocolate?
That's my email.
I mean, who is Joey Chocolate? Ain't nothing chocolate on you, girl.
Oh.
What's up with the Joey Chocolate?
You should be Fred the Hammer Chocolate Williamson or something.
No, I'm pecan, babe.
Oh, God. Precious. Okay, we start by talking about your childhood.
Oh, man.
I know a lot about it because
I
don't. Okay.
No.
Tell me what I should know. Where were you born?
I was born in Gary, Indiana, and spent half of my life between Gary, Indiana, and Chicago. But my whole childhood has been very reckless and different than most people have lived like I have. My whole life has been a challenge. Everything to me has been a challenge because for some reason I was the guy that they picked on because I was good looking,
big,
smart.
Tall.
So I had more enemies than I had friends. But that was a wonderful thing for me because I became a very competitive person. I had to beat you at everything. If I couldn't beat you one way, I'd kick your butt in another way. So I grew up with that attitude and that mentality. I've been a very competitive person then, and I'm even twice as competitive now.
Only child?
Because I got more knowledge and more talent now. So I'm better at it.
I gotcha. And you didn't have brothers and sisters to compete with?
No. I competed with everybody that was in school, in high school, and my parents. You know, they say, why do you do this? Why are you going over there? Why are you going over there? If you go over there, you walk through the white neighborhood, you're going to have a lot of problems. You got to go to school, walk 2 blocks over to the right to get to school. But she didn't know it. I've been walking through the white neighborhood all my life. But I looked at the way they stared at me. I say, wow, they're looking at a really good-looking guy. That's why they're staring at me, right? So I decided, I think I was about 10 years old, to become a businessman, to test this notoriety that I was getting where people were watching me and staring at me. I opened up a lemonade stand, put a lemonade stand in front of a, 2 blocks away in front of a big white house with white family and white people. So I put my lemonade stand in. I was selling for a nickel a glass. It comes out and stands by the lemonade and says, what are you doing? I said, I'm selling lemonade. How much are you selling lemonade for? I said, a nickel. He takes my lemonade and pours it on the ground and told me, he gave me $2 and don't come back. Well, that was a job for me. Every Monday I got $2 because I had my lemonade stand there every Monday.
Major problem. Fred.
Major problem.
10 years old.
Here we go. Major problem. I'm at home changing clothes one day coming from school, and my bankroll fell out of my pocket. And it was only like $12.
But still.
It was a bankroll. Here we go. Mom, where'd you get that? I say, I'm selling lemonade. Where are you selling lemonade at? Down the corner to Mr. Charlie's. You better take that money back now. Take that $12. How much is that? $12, $13? I said, it's only $12, Mom. Take it back now. And don't come back here selling no lemonade to nobody. Went back, knocked on the door, gave him his back his $12, says bye.
What did you learn from that?
Don't upset your mama.
Yeah.
Because mama back in those days had the power. You know, everything was ask your dad. Ask your mama. You go to dad, he said, well, go ask your mama. Whatever it was, he never gave you an answer. It was always go ask your mom.
Wow.
That's how I was back in the day.
And you were very close to her. I mean.
I was close to her, yeah, for sure, because that was my source of authority, you know.
And you were her only child.
Luckily for her.
Yeah.
I was always in trouble. I mean.
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't.
You know what changed my life?
What?
I was a junior in high school, and I had just gotten into a fight. And police came, and they cleared everybody away. And one white policeman came to me. He said, son, you always get into trouble. You're always fighting. You ought to find something to do that you can get rid of all this energy that's inside of you. I said, I don't have any energy. People just compete with me, and I have to win. He said, why don't you go play football? I said, why don't I play football? He said, well, you can hit people legally.
Oh,
I said,
Fred.
Oh, yes, right, you can. So I didn't play football till my junior year in high school. And I didn't know anything about football, but I know that the first five games I played in, I got kicked out because all I did was fight. So I got kicked out of every game for the first five games.
You didn't know anything about football. Now you're a junior in high school.
Yeah, junior.
You realize, Joey Powles, we're going to get to the story about Fred being an original Raider.
But I was a track star. I was running. I was running fast because I was out.
Away. No, you.
I ran track, so I had to prove that I was the fastest guy in school. I mean, that was an ego thing, which is what, you know, drives me anyway, is being the best at what I do. So I was the fastest at my size and the biggest in high school, you know. So for me to play football was a normal thing, but I didn't know anything about the rules. I just, give me the ball, let me run. Catch me if you can, tackle me if you can. So I got in more fights than I did. But you know what? I got about 15 scholarships for major colleges when I graduated because I was an A student.
Yes.
Because I had to prove that I was not only a good athlete, but that I was smart. So my thing was to beat everybody. If a teacher asked a question in class, my hand was the first to go up. And she'd say, I know you know the answer, Fred, but let somebody else answer the question. I said, okay. Whether it was in math, whether it was in English, whatever it was in,
wow.
I was the guy who studied like crazy, who had all the answers, only because of my ego and my competitiveness, and I've maintained that.
Was your school, high school, segregated?
High school was all black in Gary and in Chicago. Gary? It was integrated because I went to summer school in Chicago.
Okay.
To stay out of trouble in Gary because Gary was a thug city. It was a lot of gang violence and all that. So my parents sent me to summer school in Chicago to quiet me down because they know I was right in the middle of all the fights and all the things. I was right there in the middle. Proving who I was.
What was your father like? Did he play football? Was he like you?
No, my parents were, they're very, very, let me see how they put this.
Traditional?
Don't make waves.
Okay.
Don't do anything where people can judge you and look at you. Don't make waves, you know. Don't challenge Whitey because you can't win. And I never felt that. I never thought that, you know. You know, how can they not like me? When I know a lot of ugly white people, and I know I'm better looking than them. Why do you don't like me? Give me a chance to not like you. Don't tell me you don't like me. You know, let's put it up to the mirror, dude. Check it out.
Oh, fascinating. What did your father do for a living?
He was a welder. A welder, and my mother was a
homemaker.
Homemaker, yeah. So I used to come in from school every day and take my pants off and fold them up, shine my shoes before I put them under the bed. I couldn't go out and play with my shoes. That was what I wanted to do. First, they taught me to do that. Now, when I came home, I took off my shoes. I shined my shoes. I took off my pants. I folded them up, took off my shirt, and put on my street clothes. So that's what I did.
And you still are a fabulous dresser.
I'm a comfortable dresser.
Okay, for you, you're comfortable.
Yeah.
But those of us who look at you, you always look fabulous.
But I wear what fits me. I create a style, and if it doesn't work for other people, good.
So you had structure in your life.
Definitely had structure.
Tell me about the track.
I was a 100-yard dash, 200-yard dash, and even more weird than that, I was a shot put champ. So I was big state. I was all state shot put champ, 200 meters and 100 meters.
So the football coaches must have wanted you like crazy.
Well, here's what happened. When I was at Northwestern on a scholarship, the first coach who came was Air Parsegian.
Oh, hello.
And Air Parsegian came from Miami of Ohio. And Northwestern hadn't won a game in 20-something years. They were the lowest of the low pole.
20-something.
Yeah, it's an egghead school. They don't, you know, a D makes you ineligible to play. So they had all eggheads and not football players. They couldn't play. So Eric Parsegian heard about this guy who's 175 pounds down there running all this fast stuff. And he came down there on the track one day and talked to me. And he says, son, you ever played football? I said, well, I mean, I played some form of football, but I don't really call what I did playing football.
This is high school.
I'm a freshman. Oh. I'm in high school.
Okay, yes.
And he says, why don't you play football?
Okay.
I said, why should I play football? He said, well, we can do a lot of things for you. I said, like what? Well, we can do this. We can buy you this. We can do this. We can give you that. We can do this. Do this. Like, what? And then you can do this, and then we'll give you this and do that. I lost money when I left Northwestern, let me tell you.
He heard about you in high school as a freshman.
Yeah, at the size I was.
Unbelievable.
So I became a football player.
And you had great grades.
Oh, yeah, I was an A student. I had my choice of any college I wanted to go to.
I could have gone to Northwestern and Miami of Ohio, but we would have been there at different times.
The mistake they were doing about me, schools like Ohio State and Indiana, where they got predominantly a lot of black football players, a lot of black athletes, they would pick me up at the airport and then says, okay, we're going to take you in the hood, the neighborhood.
Right.
And they show me where I'd be comfortable because it's all black. And I'm saying to myself, hey, I know this life. I know this already. I want to learn something new, dude. I don't want to be in the ghetto and eating mashed potatoes and collard greens all the time, dude, and okra, you know, and fried tomatoes. I want another style, man. And that's why I chose Northwestern. I was the first black athlete that they gave a scholarship to.
Joey Pals, you're in for a treat. Okay, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk football. We get to talk Raiders. We get to talk Kansas City Chiefs. You're going to love it. It's Joey English. We wear red, and we eat.
We eat on the left hand, you got jelly beans, and on the other hand, you got chocolate kisses.
Yeah. Perfect.